Oh, we're in good shape.
Good morning, Emily. How are you?
Good morning, Doug.
Good. Well, we're still a little bit early. Are you ready for us?
I'm ready, yeah.
Okay. We're going to be talking about bankruptcy information.
Bankruptcy. So, just to kind of bring you guys up to speed, this is what I've gotten in the last week from Ultra, bankruptcy stuff that's going on with that. At this point, I would like to set some kind of regulations on when I need to bring in John McKinley, who does our bankruptcy stuff. At this point, it doesn't look like there's anything that I haven't asked for a proof of claim yet or anything. At this point, we don't have anything that's due because we haven't rolled taxes, and that won't happen until September or so. So at this point, I don't have anything, but in order to be proactive and not file late, we want to file timely, and that means we might be getting estimates from the state on their ad valorem taxes for Ultra if we do need to file a proof of claim. One of the reasons that I wanted to get this in a meeting was I got all of these from Ultra wanting to know if we wanted to opt in or opt out. Well, I don't speak legalese, and I didn't want to put the county in a position where we opt out and then suddenly we're sorry we did. So I talked to Clayton. He did a little bit of research. It's interesting because they sent three of the same document to the treasurer, and then there's actually one assigned to the clerk. And I just wasn't sure. I didn't want to make decisions that would impact negatively for the county. So I wanted to bring in your thoughts. I brought Clayton in on this. And then I think he's been in touch with Doc a little bit, talking to John McKinley. And when do we reach that point where I need to hand this over to him and say, go? So that's kind of what I'm looking for from you guys, is some clarity, some direction on when I go from just stacking up stuff on my desk to actually pushing it to somebody else who knows how to read this stuff.
Clayton, a couple questions.
Yes, sir.
This is, I guess, a complicated process to say the least, even if you are an attorney dealing with Chapter 11. I know we've been through Chapter 11 with Ultra before. Do you have comments in that regard in direction in terms of answering some of Emily's questions that we have today?
Yes, sir. Emily and I have been in touch. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Emily and I have been in touch. And at this point, as we get into the Chapter 11 process, it is extremely complicated, and it gets outside of the bandwidth of our office's expertise, both expertise and time available to properly advise Emily when it comes to decisions such as opting into the third-party release, for example. And certainly when we get to that point of filing the proof of claim, which will likely be August-ish. We're ahead of the game right now. We already have established a connection with bankruptcy attorney that can adequately represent the county. Then that's all done, and then we can make sure that that's done on time and everything. So I certainly commend Emily for bringing to the commission's attention at this point for making that decision.
Is my understanding correct that we have dealt with Ultra on Chapter 11 bankruptcy in the recent past?
I think it's been 4 years ago or something, 5 years ago.
Yeah, and who helped us at that time?
I believe Roxanne had used John McKinley.
Okay. So if that's the case, Clayton, with your expressed concern for your office time and expertise, would it be the prudent thing to do to get in touch with Mr. McKinley and see if he can represent us with this matter?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, and I have been in touch with Mr. I spoke with Mr. Newman this morning, and then so procedurally, in order to be in statutory compliance, the commission would need to make a finding today of the necessity to hire outside counsel.
Yeah.
And so that would be the next step procedurally here. And then once the commission makes that finding, essentially then it authorizes Emily to work in coordination with our office to then secure that attorney and go with that.
Okay. Commissioners, I guess based on what I'm hearing, we know for a fact that Chapter 11 bankruptcies can be complicated in nature. They do require special expertise in terms of legal background and handling. And we heard from the county attorney's office that they, in fact, do not feel comfortable with giving us the guidance based on that expertise. So I guess what I'm hearing and asking the commissioners, do you agree and feel that there's a need to seek outside counsel on this matter, specifically pursuing the services of John McKinley, who has helped us in this type of matter in the past?
Thank you, Chairman. I don't think there's any question that we need to do this, and I would support authorizing Emily to come to the attorney's office to secure John as outside counsel. He represented Roxanne before. He knows more about this stuff than anybody else in Wyoming by far. So if you need that in a motion, you consider that a motion.
I will second that, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, so we have a motion to, we've established the need or necessity, I suppose, by the conversation, but the motion is to give Emily the leeway to secure the services of John McKinley in this matter pertaining Chapter 11 bankruptcy with Ultra. We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion, any comments by other commissioners?
Can I say something real quick?
Yes.
John McKinley works for Davis.
So do we need to amend the motion, Joel, to be effective?
So amended to defer to Davis and Cannon.
Yeah.
Second of that, Commissioner Hauser?
Yes, second.
So we have amended motion to that effect. Still looking for comments or discussion from the commissioners.
Mr. Chairman, if I may, I would like to add into that motion that in conjunction with our county attorney's office, or at least keep them involved in the loop, I guess, however that needs to be worded.
Mr. Chairman, that is already in the motion.
Okay. So, Carrie, would you like to read the motion since it's been amended and assumed and added to it?
Give me 1 second to write this.
Okay. Just want to make sure we're all on the same page.
Motion by Joel, Commissioner Bausman, seconded by Commissioner Rothausen, to give Emily the authority while working with the county attorney's office to secure the services of Davis and Cannon regarding Chapter 11 bankruptcy situation.
Correct. Okay. Any discussion? Commissioner Baker is waiting. Commissioner Noble, do you have anything you want to add?
John's always been our go-to guy for these cases, and I agree completely.
Okay. Any other discussion? If not, we have a motion.
Mr. Chairman,
yes.
May I suggest rewording the motion slightly to include that a finding the nature and necessity for the attorney, and then also outside counsel to include Davidson Canada. John has often has been the point person, but ultimately because this has happened in Houston, has also involved the need to retain counsel in conjunction with Davidson Canada in Houston. And so I don't want to limit us by the motion, so I would say outside counsel to include Davidson Canada.
Okay.
Does that make sense here?
Yes.
Thank you,
Mr. Chairman. Okay, thank you. Appreciate you the motion, Mr. Chairman. I'm good with that.
Yeah. Second.
All right, we have a motion that's been modified to include outside counsel in addition to Davidson Canada. Thank you for that, Clayton. Any other comments? If not, I'll call the question. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Thank you. Next item, we have Jen Montgomery. I don't know if Jen's not here. Dennis, if you guys are comfortable while we're waiting on Jen, we can move ahead to monthly reports. And I would entertain a motion to approve accounts payable as audited for payment.
So moved, Mr. Chairman.
Second.
Any discussion? If not, I'll signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. I'd also include and entertain a motion to approve the May payroll of the amount of $1,015,876.66.
So moved, Mr. Chairman.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? If not, I'll signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. We have a bond approval for Shannon McCormick, the clerk treasurer for the town of Arlington. If I could have a motion to approve that bond.
So moved.
Okay.
Second.
Okay. And then we need a motion to approve a bond for Spencer Nichols from the Big County Cemetery District Board.
So moved, Mr. Chairman.
Second.
All in favor of these bonds, signify by saying aye.
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 Motion carries. Give us a minute, we'll get these started.
Yes.
John, since you're here, I know we're early, but would you like to go ahead and do these notice of valuation changes?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, you're off the hook. It's in the being a net positive. It's a supplemental, so you don't have to worry about it.
Thank you for the good news.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, John. I'm going to turn this off, Mr. Chairman.
Just remember to turn it back on.
Just remind me.
Yeah.